Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and Black Power family, welcome to another episode of Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Lot, and we are here on our Self-Empowerment Tuesday. Talk Black to Me Tuesday is in the building, and we have a special guest on by special request, our sister with the magnificent model mind who comes to us in the righteous and honorable name. Oh, Simone Felicia of Felicia Model Management, CEO, is in the building. Okay. Shout out to Albany, New York, in the building, 518. That phone number to call in to talk to Simone is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments, with your shout-outs. If you're modeling for the agency, call in. Models, I need you to call in. If you're looking for some management, call in 929-477-1755. Keep our sister busy. She is the truth. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others our special guest by special request here on Talk Black to Me Tuesdays, Do the Knowledge Radio with your brother Knowledge Born Allah, Simone Felicia of Felicia Model Management, CEO, and a whole bunch of other things we're going to get into today. Welcome, my sister, to the platform.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Miss Simone, she is an entrepreneur, and she is wearing the best of the best today, and smile, and walk,
and pose.
Give it up for Simone. Give it up for Simone.
Thank you. Back bend, half turn,
right.
Full spin, yes, everything.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am blessed to be here. Thank you for just the opportunity to be here, to speak, to have a platform for us, by us.
Right.
Bringing us together, opening these doors, networking.
Right.
Well, my name is Simone Valicia, as I was already properly, formally, abdubly announced. I'm from the Capital District. Well, everybody know New York. When you say New York, they really think you're from the boroughs, but I'm from upstate. Anything that's not the boroughs, when you live in the boroughs, it's upstate. So I'm from the Capital, and I've been modeling for 15 years. I now have my own model management company for the last 2 years. And I have about 15 adult models, roughly 7 children models, just trying to make an opportunity and an avenue and a lane for the models coming up that look like me in my area.
Mm.
I'm also a licensed nail technician. I run my own mobile nail salon, Let's Be Honest About Nails. We have a fashion show coming up August 9th. The Red Light Special at the Elk Lodge on Madison Avenue. Doors open 8 p.m.
Fashion show. Get your nails did. Get you looking fly.
Right.
Get you looking righteous. You see what I'm saying? And if you got model potentiality, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
In front of some folks to see your greatness shining through. You understand? So yeah. You know. So I'm like Simone Hype Man today. So I'm about to be super hyped.
Absolutely.
So I just hope y'all ready for what's going on for the Simone show right now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the kind of like the catalyst for you to get started in modeling, I know everybody think they cute back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? So what was it, about the model industry that wanted you, that drew you to it? And, what were some of the lessons that you learned from
I have a lot of my family is in the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you technically want to, we could bring it back because it is a show about us. So my mother, may God rest her soul, she was the booster's booster. So she would bring garbage bags to my aunts and her friends' houses, and she would get them dressed. She would put them in the best garments and the best pieces, and she would be like, this goes with this, and this is how you should look. So I got my fashion sense from my mother, but I also, my aunt is in the fashion industry. One of my aunts is a fashion designer, Sylvia Robinson of Albany, New York, and she grabbed me, took me underneath the wing at a young age, and she molded me, and she showed me the ins and outs of the industry, and that's what, being behind her and seeing what she was doing, I knew that was the life for me, and I needed to get into it because I was raised around it. I knew a lot about it, and I just wanted to, it was just something in me. It was in my blood. It was in my DNA. We all fly. All of our people are fly. We come from kings and queens, gods and goddesses. Like, so it's nothing to show off the beauty that is within. But my mother instilled that you are smart first, beautiful second. So I had to stay focused on the paperwork and the aspects, the clockwork of it, the internal aspects of the industry, not just the prettiness, not just, oh, I need my hair done, oh, I need my teeth whitened, oh, my body got to be nice, I got to drink my water. No, I also need to know my contracts and my background and my networking game, and my portfolio has to be on point, and I got to have a comp card, and you have to have all the ins and outs. You just can't be a pretty face. Pretty face don't last for too long. Beauty fades, dumb is forever. You need an education. You have to be knowledgeable.
Just said a whole bunch right there. You know what I'm saying? Just glossed over it. Like, you know, I'm going to leave it where it's at. You see what I'm saying? But I've acknowledged, though. I heard everything. You understand what I'm saying? So
okay.
I think that was, you know, a very remarkable story in regards to, you know, your inception. You know, that's why it's always important, you know, to be able to document and tell your story, because nobody's going to tell your story like you. You see what I'm saying? People might be right next to you and might see you go through, you know, these transformations and changes and not know what the hell went on. You see what I'm saying? Like you grew up in the same house with me. How could you not know what was going on? But folks, it's just like that. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be able to tell your story in your own words. So I know we're about to have like a bomb book. We're about to have like a bomb book, you know what I'm saying? Just a long story.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I'm saying? A documentary, web series, webisode, something like that, to where you're telling your story and, you know, dealing with and bringing folks along and getting the opportunity to tell their story. This is what's the amazing part about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're able to put people on. So, okay.
Making a platform, opening the doors, knocking down the doors, knocking down these barriers for women of color, men of color, LGBTQ people of color, to get their foot in the door to be heard, because we not being heard.
Right.
Especially not in little old Smallbony, because it's all, you know, people not of our color that's dominating the industry.
So how was you able to deal with that over, you know, 15 years? And then what was the shift like going from, you know, the person on the runway with the half turns and the poses and all of that to, you know, brokering those particular deals and working with these, you know, 20 or more different, you know, clients at the time? So what was that shift like? What was the story behind that?
Actually, my daughter was the story behind it. I had my daughter, and I was like, I'm going to pursue every avenue of modeling that I could. So I'm 5'2", so I'm considered a petite model. So I can, there's usually, they try to put you inside of a box. But when I became pregnant, I was like, maternity. So that's a whole new different modeling avenue for me. So I went over and did another avenue, a different lane of modeling, and it opened my eyes. It's so many different avenues, petite, runway, print, avant-garde, alternative, where the ladies with the body tattoos, that's called alternative modeling, where they get print ads and work just because they have a certain piece of art on their body. So I was looking at all of those different avenues, and I knew so many different models throughout my career that I knew would be perfect for certain looks and certain aspects. So I was saying, maybe I should get a group together and feed my community these different type of models that everybody's looking for. Why not bring it in and make a community and educate my people? Each one teach one. If I'm teaching you, if you look at me as the standard and I'm trying to bring you up to the standard, then that's another platform for us to elevate even further. And I just want everybody to elevate. So it can look like our community is where we're saying we're at. We're elite top models. Then let's look like elite top models. Let's study the industry. Let's get all the platform and work, the paperwork done, and let's go at it full force. And that's what VMM is doing, at least the model management. That's what we at VMM is trying to do. Open avenues to network and build opportunities. My daughter was the influence. And I was like, well, mommy got to make some type of money. I got to get some income. This modeling stuff was just, my modeling was just paying the bills for me. Now I have another mouth to feed. So I have to bring in some more income somewhere. And she was that inspiration.
So now what about that shift, you know, was it a easy transition for you or was it a hard transition for you? Was it some trials and tribulations? Was it some stuff that you took away from that experience? Like, you know, I wish I would have did this or that, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
There was, with everything, is trial and tribulations and it's errors and you go through and come back to the blueprint board and you sit down and you try to figure out how you're going to make it better. I started VMM in 2017 and it's just getting a little bit of insight in the Capital District. Like, it's just getting a little bit of buzz and everybody's hearing about it now. So it's with all my projects, all my entrepreneur endeavors, they are my children. They are my babies. I have to grow them. I have to feed them. They have to be in the womb and meditate and get the paperwork together and make it just go. And you got to feed it. You have to nourish it. You got to watch it grow, give it sun, give it light, you know. You have to grow it. And with growing it, you have to learn from it and teach it things. So that's what... it's in its infancy. I say VMM is still in its infancy because everything, I myself am evolving and learning everything, something new every day, every hour, every minute. So with my, I want that to be reflective in my business. I'm learning. I am willing to take constructive criticism and my door is always open and it's a revolving door and I'm here to help. That's all I want to do is help. So it is a struggle. It is a constant struggle. And the shift was, I would say, it was an easy transition because I was already managing myself as a model for so many years that it was easy to know because I'm a model, I knew what I wanted from my manager. So I knew what to offer new models that were coming in. So that was, it was an easy transition, but learning all of the paperwork, the ins and outs, that was the most difficult part. And getting people to be consistent. Instilling consistency and wanting to invest in oneself. Because we have a lot of female models that have children that you know, with the woman thing, is always we put everybody before ourselves. So we really think of taking care of oneself. So with my model management, I try to instill into my models that investing in yourself is the most important thing you can do. Taking care of oneself is the most important thing you can do, because you are a brand. You are what is projected out into the world. So when they see you, they see your brand, your business, your company, whatever you are doing at that moment in time. And you should always be trying to take care of yourself, treating yourself the best way possible. And, you know, sometimes we like to relax, or we like to give ourselves indulgences, but sometimes if you do it all the time, is not good. So I'm trying to think of the saying. A little bit goes a long way. So people live their lives, and you should take time for yourself to better yourself and to stay on the right track. I'm getting off subject. Bring me back. Knowledge, bring me back.
So let's talk about one of them other babies you got, since you got your multipreneur with you know, a bunch of babies. Just how did you go from the runway and managing to, I want to do people's nails? You understand? You must have seen some bad nails out there in the streets. Like, nah, sis, I could hook you up. You know, the nails is looking a little bad. Like, you got everything else going on, but the nails is shit out. You know, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about nails. Let's talk about how we got to. Let's talk about nails. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. Let's be honest about nails. Okay. I started Let's Be Honest About Nails in 2013. I've been doing my own nails since I was 13 years old. My dad, he is Muslim, and he's very religious, and so he was like, no acrylics, you can't have any artificial nails, and he was really strict about polish, so it was like, I could stain my nails with henna, but I couldn't put polish on and stuff like that. So I got into nails, and I just wanted to do designs, and I was just like, okay, as the years went by, and my friends was like, oh, can you do my design, can you do this for me, can you do my nails? And I was like, I might as well get a check for this too. Let's stop playing. Well, I see family members. My stepmother, she works for the New York State, but she also is an entrepreneur as well. And she does crafts. She does the chocolate covered strawberries, and she is a licensed cosmetologist. So I do get my entrepreneurship from my family. Like, it's in my blood. Like, I've been raised in that. So I knew that I needed multiple avenues to get this bag. I had to get this coin. So I had to figure out different ways. And I knew hair wasn't per se my avenue to go to, because I had so – it's not saturated, because any business you get into, as long as you make it your own, you can make money from it. You don't have to worry about what other people are doing. That's not the problem. But – because I knew so many people, and I like to get my hair done. I don't like to do my own hair. I said, I really love nails, so let me go through this avenue, and maybe I can collaborate with more entrepreneur queens such as myself to get this queen. So in 2014, I graduated from beauty school, and I got my license in 2015, and I've been doing my mobile nail salon ever since. At first, my client base was elderlies. Like, I would go to nursing homes, and I would do, like, manicures there, set up my little table, do manis and polish toes and stuff like that. And then I just started to focus just mainly on myself and my portfolio, doing my hair, makeup, nails, you name it. I was doing everything so I could get the credit for it, so that if my pictures were to be published, it will also have my nail business in it, because I did the hair, makeup, I styled myself, or some such. I was just trying to get my name out there and brand myself and show that I'm a I'm a jack of all trades, and I'm a master of all of them, because the saying goes, you're a jack of all trades, but a master of none. But I've mastered all of the hats that I wear. I've perfected them. And I'm trying to, now I'm trying to elevate it and get it to the next level. And it's just one, I guess it's just one baby after another. I'm just, hey, I ain't barefoot in the kitchen, but mentally, and here, making these businesses, I'm barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, making these babies. And that's all that has, I'm focused on, is preparing myself to teach my daughter generational wealth and how she can get it. And how to obtain it and to maintain it. Because stability is the goal. Consistency, stability, just positivity, success. I don't know. Come on now, let's ask some more questions.
I was letting you get busy over here. You was getting busy. You was like, consistency, potato chips, ice cream. Wait, no, not potato chips, ice cream. Now that's where you at. I'm like, I'll step. I want no trouble with that. Right here. Right here. So you made some amazing leaps, you know, during this conversation while you, you know, bringing out your information. You know, the need for ownership. You know, the
say
need.
Say one more time.
The need for ownership. You see what I'm saying? Like that, yeah. Accountability, responsibility, and also the responsibility of seeking to find ways to give back, to empower people, you know, building them solid relationships. And that is like an inverse to a capitalist society that we exist in. You know, we exist in a capitalist society under a sort of capitalist rule with minimal government to accountability. You can have anything. It's like free market. So in the midst of free market, you get rich off of the labor of other people. You see what I'm saying? You don't put them in a position to empower themselves. You put them in a position to be interdependent. And you know, you're causing a paradigm shift in thought with these empowering tools that you're putting into place. You see what I'm saying? So
having people think that, oh, I work for the hospital and I'm getting all this money, but as soon as the hospital don't want you to work for them anymore, you can't get no more money. Where are you gonna go? You can go to another hospital if they write you a good recommendation, if you had perfect attendance. But no, if you show that you ran your own businesses, multiple, you know, nobody's writing you a recommendation. They gonna give it to you because they see that you went out there and you got it for yourself.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with working for a hospital. My king, he worked for one. No, shout out to all the hospitals. it's no shade. I'm just giving an example.
Right.
Because working for somebody else and working for yourself is two different things. People be like, yeah, I work a 9-to-5 and I get this check. Oh, I work 28 to 8. Can you, I mean, excuse me, 25-8. There's only 24-7, but 25-8 is when I'm working.
That's right.
Don't stop. And I'm a mom. My mom duties is 25-8 as well. So. Those things, it's a struggle out here. You know, knowledge, you know it's hard out here.
That's right. You make it look easy, though. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know, they see me with the radio and all that. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, all right, you know, we got 930 episodes and counting. You see what I'm saying? In 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we still going. You see what I'm saying? We're still going. And you still have to come to a point to where you have to figure this out to document your own story. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to leave it to CNN or BBC or you know, some one of these other larger platforms to use that minimalization of what, you know, you built your vision and reduce it to rubble.
Yeah.
See how they've done that with our history in regards to our ancestors and things like that.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
And cultural and appropriateness.
Right, right. So if you don't tell your own story, you know,
they just gonna steal it.
Somebody gonna tell it.
Put their name on
it. Right, right.
Yeah.
So can we talk about your spiritual journey now? You know what I'm saying? We need to know what's going on in that mind, how you're able to do what you have to do with all these things that you got. You see them say 825 going on at the same time,
right,
simultaneously,
right.
You know. Where's that balance?
Yes.
You know, talk to us about your spiritual journey, please. And thank you.
I am currently, I was raised, let's go to the background first.
Right.
I was raised with my father being Muslim and my stepmother being Christian and my biological mother being just God feeling. So she was raised in a Christian home, my biological mother, and she was strong. She was one with God, but she didn't go to church. She believed in the Lord, but she didn't go to church. And she was in them streets hard, like now it's big. But my stepmother, she was a God-fearing woman, still is, and that's what she instilled in all my siblings. I'm my mother's only child, but I'm from my father of 12, possibly. At home, it was seven of us, but it's around 12. And so going from a single-parent home where I'm the only child to a multi-sibling household with two parents back and forth was a struggle for me. And but I found myself. And I went to high school. I graduated high school, went to college, didn't graduate, but I got what I needed. And went to Job Corps, completed Job Corps, and also went to beauty school and completed beauty school. Throughout all of that, I had a connection with God. I did research on multiple religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Muslim, everything. You name it, I tried to read into it to get my connection with God. And my connection is just that energy. We all come from energy. That's how I feel. God did make this world and made the energy that is within it, and we're all connected. And I believe in reincarnation. I believe in spirits being able to protect you and guide you and bless you. Because my daughter was born Christmas Eve of 2017. My mother passed 21 days after. And I swear, I kid you not, my daughter is my mother and she's all around us. We went on vacation and butterflies. Don't let me get all choked up. Butterflies were all over the beach, all over. Like, I had got like a swarm, like swarmed with butterflies on my vacation, and I just knew instantly, tears were forming and everything, that it was my mother, and she was telling me that everything was fine and I was doing good and she was happy with the progress I am making so thus far as a mother. So I know that reincarnation and our energy and what we project out into the world is what we're going to get back. So that's what I believe in. And that all of us in our own right are kings and queens and gods and goddesses. But there's levels to this, mess. I really wanted to say the S word, but it's levels to this. And
if you want to say it, you got to say it. You know what I'm saying?
It's levels to this shit. It's levels to this shit. It's definitely levels. It's definitely levels.
I need people to be listening to this like, oh, you ain't really sound like yourself, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's definitely levels to this shit. So with that being said, meaning that there has to be blacksmiths. Everybody can't be the queen, and everybody can't be the king. It's blacksmiths. Blacksmiths need pretty wives, too. So you could be a pretty blacksmith wife, or you could be a pretty slave. You could be a, what is it, not slave, but, you know, housekeeper, maid. And it's levels. Nurses and doctors and lawyers. And everybody has their certain aspects, and if you decide to put it's where you gonna put yourself on the platform. If your mindset is telling you you ain't nothing but a CNA, then you just gonna be a CNA. You're never gonna think about to go get your LPN. Better yet, get your RN, or just go ahead and do what you gotta do. But if you have the motivation and the mindset that it takes a village to raise a child and that everybody should have a hand in raising your children so that they can be, so that their mind isn't in a box, so they can know that, yes, I am able to achieve whatever I put my mindset to. I am not just a CNA, and there's nothing wrong with being a CNA. You get into that coin, but always want to better your education and your mindset, and that's how you become wealthy. I don't think wealth is monetary. I think wealth is mental, education, where you're bringing your mindset to. Who are you developing into? What type of person do you want to become? And in the modeling agency, I get a lot of, oh, I'm too old, or oh, I'm not young anymore, or all of this and all of that. I cannot wait to be 50, 60, 70. Cicely Tyson age, where I'm just out here living my best life, like, yes. Because black don't crack unless you smoke it. So
that's right.
We age like fine wine. So embrace the ages, because that's where your wisdom is coming from. You getting more time on this earth. A lot of our black brothers don't have a lot of time. A lot of them from my generation, I see a lot of them go. Don't even make it to the age I am today, let alone 18, 19, 20 out in these streets. So embrace getting old. Don't hinder it. Don't be scared of it. Embrace it. Like, it's something new, because you don't have a lot of people that's made it to that, because out in these streets is hard out here for a pimp. But
right.
If you're doing the right thing and you're staying focused and you know that you are better than the environment that you are in, you can make something out of yourself. And then when you are 50, you can look back and be like, okay, what have I acquired? All you're going to have acquired is Jordans or some red bottoms? Or why not property? Why not a business that you can teach your children, so when they get older, they be like, oh, I got this business right here. I do whatever, like, so say I'm my daughter. I do whatever I wanted to pursue in my life, but I still have my mother's business that's giving me income to live however I want to live. So if I don't want to do what I envisioned in my mind, I have something to fall back on. I have a cushion. Because a lot of our people don't have a cushion. All we got is DSS or the government or what's these girls out here, they want a one-shot deal from the government to give you furniture and stuff. But if you focused on getting something for yourself, focus on it hard and put money aside every time you get it, not once a pay week or once every 2 weeks, or whenever you get some money, you put in a 10% of that income into some type of savings, then your children will be good. Your children will be possibly even your children's children. But I'm focused on my children's children's children right now.
That's right.
I want my daughter's grandchildren to be able to say, my great great grandmother did this for us. Because that's where it's at. That's where we need to be. You need to be futuristic. You need to have a futuristic mindset. Plan for the future. Even though the future doesn't look too bright for our country. But still, don't worry about that. Worry about yourself and how you could possibly align your children up to be successful enough to say, hey, maybe that's one of the endeavors that I want to take. Maybe that's one of the avenues, the platforms I need to make for myself while I have this cushion. Maybe I can run for Senate, President, Mayor, Governor, whatever, because I got cash backing to help me with my candidacy or whatever. Put something in the bank for your children. They don't need them sneakers. They be all right. And yep, I'm a fashion, and yes, I'm in the fashion industry saying no to the fashion. Buy black. Nike's supporting us, but buy black.
That's right.
Put it back in our community. Help our up-and-coming fashion designers. At a May Revolution.
Let's be honest about the nails. Let's be honest about the nails. The nails looking
ahead. Let's be honest about it. Yes. Let's do pretty on purpose. Like, blink your minks. Like, shout out to all of these juicy lips. Like, come on, let's lips by Juicy. Like, let's shout them out. Let's shout out all of these companies, these black businesses that's doing something for themselves, that's making platforms and opening doors so that their children can have generational wealth. So they could say, oh, well, even if they aren't as successful as we want them to be, at least we have the knowledge to know that we know how to start a business. We know how to maintain it. We know how to get customers. So we can help you. We can help you with the bones or the foundation of whatever our children need. Get educated on it so that you know when your children come to you and saying, oh, I want to start a lemonade stand. You won't think of it as a small idea. You would think of it as a ginormous, wonderful idea. And you'd be like, all right, so let's do this. Let's make some flyers for your lemonade stand. Let's pass them out. Let's do discounts. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's buzz it on Facebook. Let's get you some marketing and advertisement. Like, but if you're not educating yourself on the subject, you just be like, all right, let's get you a tent and put you outside and I'm gonna make you some lemonade and you can sell it. Instead of being if you were business savvy and educated yourself, you would know the avenues to go to make it a successful endeavor. And to be teaching your child, just teaching your child how to grow a business and have fun at the same time. I've been getting a lot of backlash about teaching my daughter things and not. I'm like, everything that I do with her is supposed to be fun, but it's supposed to be educational too. It's like, oh, she's just 18 months. I don't care.
Exactly. You can teach her five languages
right
now.
I'm the teacher. I have the say.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the sponge at this age. She's ready to start reading. Like, stop it. They'd be like, reading at 18 months? Yes, reading at 18 months.
That's right.
She's a sponge.
Yeah, they really done bought into this developmental model, like, oh, you don't need to learn how to read until you get to kindergarten. Like, no, for the black child, for the African child, that's already too late.
Yeah,
that's already
too late.
Right. So,
yeah.
I talked to this brother earlier, and you know, he's in the business of the black beauty industry. You know, taking our folks away from these Asians and all of that, you see what I'm saying, and returning them back to our people, you see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
by helping, you know, folks get started with their online businesses and selling, you know, these products and these services. You see what I'm saying? Because whatever the esteem is, whether you natural or whatever, you know, the case may be, you need hair care products. You see what I'm saying?
And to be able to
enact with someone who looks just like you. You see what I'm saying? In every facet of your existence. You see, so, you know, I know he's going to be dealing with that. So any of them businesses you talking about, this is what Talk Black to Me Tuesday is dedicated for. You see what I'm saying? And almost every day of the week, you know, so anytime any entrepreneurs, any business, you know, men or women, you see what I'm saying? Used whoever, you see what I'm saying? So if you got that lemonade stand and, you know, it's the summertime and you need, you know, the world to know about it, come on here, you see what I'm saying? And tell us about your lemonade stand.
Exactly.
You know.
One hand, and I say this every time I be talking, every time I have a opportunity to network with people, I say one hand wash the other, both hands wash the face.
That's right.
Like, you help me, I'm helping you. And if you have a platform and you're trying to help us get a light out and just a little bit of light shone on us, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful blessing. I thank you so much for this opportunity.
So,
I thank you so much,
Mike.
Shout out to my sisters that went above and beyond to get us here.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I am so blessed to be on here.
So how is it now working with these youth? I mean, I want to hear about these youth. You got some youth in the building. You're teaching them the business.
Yes.
And all that. I'm loving it.
Yes, I have about, I want to say, seven adolescents in between 18 months and 16 years of age. And I'm teaching them, you name it, I'm teaching them everything. A budget sheet, water, from budget sheets to contracts, from your water intake to eating healthy, a nutrition guide to modeling, you know, those runway and your poses and your walk and your comp cards and those type of things, from networking, mock interviews and how to present yourself and how to speak, and doing spa days where I get them all together and we do manis and pedis and making sure your outside is as clean and as beautiful as your inside. Just self-empowerment classes, self-esteem building, everything. You name it, I'm doing it with them. We even get together and bake cookies sometimes and just watch movies. I'd be like, all right, we're going to get together and just chill. How about we have a chill meeting? And you're like, oh, all right.
That's what I'm talking about.
And when we do our spa days, I try to make everything all natural and show them how they can do it at home by themselves, so they can continue to implement it even when I'm not around. This is something that this needs to be in your regimen. You need to be implementing this in your daily living, because you want to be putting good things into your body, so good things will come out.
Wow.
I'm just instilling knowledge and wisdom and self-expression, self-esteem, self-confidence. It's all about self. Like,
right.
You and only you can limit yourself.
That's right.
If you don't put no glass ceiling on you, the sky is the limit, baby.
Oh, snap, we got some callers calling in, so I guess the text power, the reintroduction power is in the building. We got 518 in the building. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we got 518-376 on live Talk Black to Me Tuesday with Sister Simone in the building. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Very good. I was just listening to the show, and I saw that nobody else was calling in, so I figured I'd try and get the ball rolling for Simone.
All right. All right.
But I happen to know Simone.
Hey, so, Mike, okay. How are you?
Hi, good, honey. How are you?
Good.
Good. But I don't know how much of this, our conversation, will go on the air, but this way people know what Simone is saying is what Simone lives. She's truly a go-getter. Nobody's giving anything to her at all. She's going to get anything she needs. And she is a very, very awesome role model for everybody that she runs into. Mm. It's true.
So you, nice.
Simone, you know me, and you know I speak the truth.
Absolutely right.
You know, I shoot from the hip, and but it is the truth. I've known Simone for a few years now. We've worked on projects together, and I've watched her grow, and I've watched her help others grow because they see her, and they're like, holy Christmas, look at what she's doing for herself, and look at what she's doing for herself is the key. Like I said earlier, nobody's doing it for her. She's doing it all for herself, and she's going out and getting it. And she is huge on networking. And we've had this conversation a number of times. Networking nowadays in this generation is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you do, right, Simone? You need that. You need to meet and greet and be polite and be eloquent and speak to people.
Yes.
And you never know what door is going to open next.
You got me over here blushing, Mike. Get out of here.
Well, it's true. It is. It's. And like I said, I wanted to call in because I don't know what the listener base is for this station.
Shout out to Map Graphics. Shout out to Map
Graphics.
That's
my girl.
Yeah.
MAP Graphics. I'm out here.
One of the best photographers in the Capital District.
Thank you, honey. But this is a good move for you. This is an awesome thing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 518. They got me blushing today. Now we up in here acting up.
This way you guys know there's people out here listening, and I know I'm not the only one. Throwing it on Facebook is an awesome idea. You know, it's just a click away, and which one? You can listen to the whole thing, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if anybody else is waiting, so I don't want to take everybody else's time up. But I'll talk to you soon. We'll get together.
Yep, you know we will.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
When you think no one's listening, Knowledge.
Right? People up in here, you know, people have called in a couple of times. So,
again,
for the people that are listening to the Simone Show today, that phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Shout out to Mike, done called in. Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones done called us in here today.
Mike Pellegrino of MAP Graphics. Yes.
Man, he should have shouted out his website when he left. You know what I'm saying? Or how people can find him. You know, this is a network opportunity. You see what I'm saying? And so, especially if you're doing graphics and photography, you know, that is never, ever, ever not needed. Somebody always, you know, needs some professional work done, especially, you see what I'm saying? So, if he did any of these images of you, you know what I'm saying, getting busy, showing your photogenic multitude of abilities here, you see what I'm saying? You got a serious range out here. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not only a president, but I'm also a client up in this piece. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know it.
Yeah. So if y'all got any questions or comments, you just press the number 1 and we will get you on the air. I see 518 is in the building, man. Shout out to 518.
Albany. Let me say how y'all say it. Albany. You understand? Albany.
Albany.
Albany. You understand what I'm saying?
He said Albany. How
so
Cardi say it, Albany? How Cardi say it, Albany? Albany, Albany.
She a guest. She a guest. Yeah, she a guest. She don't get props like that. She a guest in our culture. She need to wipe her feet. You understand what I'm saying? Wipe her feet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to area code 518-209. 518-209. You on live with Simone. Let us know what's on your mind today.
You talking about me?
Yes, you.
Huh?
Talking.
Yes,
hey,
you.
I.
Oh my goodness.
What up, nigga? That's what I'm talking about. Do your damn thing, sis. I love you.
Love you too, Keanu.
I.
Hey.
Albany,
you
man.
Gonna ask the question?
Stand up, man.
Shout out VMM. VMM in the building. I see you.
Beautiful.
I see you, VMM.
Ah.
I see you. How you doing?
Yo,
how long have you been modeling for?
Couple of weeks.
How has your experience with VMM been so far?
Beautiful. Thank you for your motivation. You are who you are. You make me who I am.
Mm. All right. I'm glad that you are at the precipice of your career. I'm glad that you are happy and sufficient with the job that VMM is doing for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
So this one of the models, he just snuck in like he was the homie. I appreciate that.
Exactly.
You celebrate people.
Exactly.
The way everybody understand. Introduce yourself to the fam about
just
you.
Just put it,
and
just
your
put it like a silent assassin.
VMM, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
My name's Keanu, man. On Instagram,
yeah.
Facebook, I go by the name Clyde Rounds. I also do music. I do production. I do a bunch of shit. I write. I do publications. I do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But this modeling is looking like fun. I think I'm going to have to take that over.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
So we went from 8-8 to like a whole list of stuff that the brother do. You see that? This is why we have this platform.
Exactly.
For opportunity.
Exactly.
Like this,
thing,
you know,
man.
Yeah.
Got a network.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what got you interested in modeling? You see what I'm saying? And how did you hook up with Simone?
I know Simone since I was about 7-8 years old. But
true.
As far as the modeling, one of the designers, I happened to be talking to him or whatever the case was, and I asked him, how could I get into that lane? And he gave me his card, and just so happened Maxine is putting together a show, so he's like, come to practice. But I've been doing fitness for the last 2.5 years, and everybody's been telling me I should be getting paid as a model because of my body, this, that, and the third, da, da, da. So I just said, fuck it. Let me try it.
Okay. Y'all hear that? He a looker, and he take care of himself, and he got a bunch of stuff going on. You understand what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
You heard
the brother
out there.
Knowledge, I told you, they got to put the good stuff in their body to get the good stuff out. I ain't playing.
That's right.
You are what you
that's
eat.
That's what I'm talking about right there. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? So
you're going to be in the showcase as well that's coming up in August next month?
Absolutely.
August 9th.
You mean it's at the Elk Lodge on South Allen Street. We're going to be in the building shutting shit down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm talking about. Y'all made my day today,
yes.
man. I'm proud, man.
Shout out to your links one more time, brother, so people know how to find you.
My name is Keanu Beverly, first name, last name. Y'all gonna hear that a lot. But social media, you can find me, Clyde Rounds, KLYXDE Rounds. Instagram, Pinterest, motherfucking, it don't matter. Google me.
Do your Google.
Well, y'all,
shout out to Chris.
Time,
hold on.
My
do your Google.
Woke up from his nap. I'm gonna get with y'all.
Okay.
Boy.
bringing them out today. See, look at that.
Yes. Yes. Here comes.
And we got another caller from 518. 518 didn't shut the airways down today. 518-210. Tell us who you are, what's on your mind, what you got for Sister Simone.
Well, this is my manager right now. This is Philia Itoka. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. How are you?
I'm good. I just remember that I had to call
Knowledge.
Because I literally
Knowledge.
Was like,
hold up,
yeah.
Sally. Hold up.
Right,
Knowledge.
All right,
this is my singer, songstress, writer, actress, model, everything. You name
what?
It. That's her right there.
What?
This is the A1
you.
Day one. Yes.
Day one.
She will be performing in the show as a model as well as performing as a singer in the show
what?
August 9th at the Elk Lodge. Yes.
Look at this.
I love
Red Light Traction. We are bringing it out.
Yes. Yes. That's a whole fact.
I'm so excited.
You singing the TLC version, the Red Light Special? You about to get it out there? No.
I have my own mix, my own writing, everything that is my own that I will be performing at the show.
Talking.
So yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not too many females do it, so I gotta put on for those who do. So
right.
There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely, always.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, I had to come and shout you out. I forgot that. I was like, oh shit. I hope I'm not too late. Let me hurry up and call in. I'm actually at work right now, so I have to excuse myself. But yeah, I have to call in real quick. So yes.
Simone,
oh, thank you, baby. Get
of
back
course.
To that bag.
Of course, it's busy, but I don't care. I have to hop on here for a quick hot minute. So yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Everybody's tuned in. Everybody's listening. I'm so excited. Thank
right,
you guys so much
work.
For your love and your support.
They shutting work down. Like, hold up. Simone
right?
on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
My
yeah,
Nina, I can hear my models now. My manager on the radio. I can hear them now. Yes. Support.
We all gotta support each other. It's nothing but love and nothing but
yes.
support. Like, it's genuine.
Absolutely.
It's not fake. Like, that's
say
what
it
is.
Again. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Right? That's a whole fact.
So shout out your links where people can hear your music. You got a project coming out. You working on something.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? What's going on?
Well, I already got a project out right now. It dropped last year, but it's still in rotation. My links, Philia Itoka. That's Philiyah. Last name, Itoka. Same thing for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Philia_Itoka. Yeah. You can just type in my name on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeart. The music is on there. I'm working on another project right now. I should have an album coming out next year. So, yeah, just been keeping busy. And, yeah, there's going to be a listening party soon. So it's a lot of good things in the works right now.
We don't stop getting to this bag, baby. We never stop.
That's a whole bag. I got some castings I'm going to. Trying to be booked.
Yes.
So, yeah, keeping busy as I should. As you all
mm-hmm.
should.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget about us little people up here. You understand what I'm saying? So when you out
never,
on your promo
never
tour, you're getting your promo on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to stop by this little station over here that love our people,
oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Always showing,
so, you know,
always showing love, always showing appreciation. It's never going to be a bougie moment where you got to act up. No, it's all love, it's all support.
I'm celebrating the bougie. Act bougie. Be like, hey, I'm kind of booked right now, so I'm celebrating that. Like, hey, I get come back to me when you got a little time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so, hey.
In a respectable, humble way. Like, listen, I kind of got some things going on, but I got you next time. But not on that.
I'm on my bougie right now. Be like, shout out to your bougie. Get the bougie bag. You understand what
there
I'm saying? You know?
Absolutely.
Let them know. Let them know now. Let them know.
There you go.
All right. So, yeah. One more time. Shout the link out. One more time before you go, please. I need the folks
Facebook, Celia Itoka. Instagram, Celia_Itoka. Same thing for Twitter. Type in Celia Itoka on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. That's where my music is. I should be having some new music out before the end of the year and an album coming out next year. So it's going to be some real, real big things are going on. So it's going to be lovely.
We don't make moves. We make movies.
That's what
there
I'm
you go.
About.
But let me get back to work before I get called out. I love you, Simone. Always love
you. I love
support.
You, Sally.
Yes. All right, I'll talk to you later, bro.
All right.
All right.
Oh, shout out to my team. Shout out to my team.
Look at that love right there. It went from AA and A Boo. Look at what transpired from AA and A Boo. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And Mike got it all going. You see what I said? Mike was like, hey,
right, and Mike.
Ain't nobody calling
Mike
me.
Got it.
So let me start.
Mike Panzerino. Mike Panzerino of MAP Graphics, Map Graphics. Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to all my photographers, Mark Davis. Q Daniels, everybody, who else? Dante Real Talk, AVT, and Capture by Taylor, and everybody. Shout out to my people, shout out to my team, shout out to the village that's helping me raise these entrepreneur babies.
Right.
These baby businesses that I'm just building into empires. Like, it's a spot for you, it's a spot for all of us. ZMM wants you. ZMM, Valencia Model Management, specializes in self-esteem building, model management, workshops. We specialize, you name it, we specialize in it. And walk management, implementation of visual concepts, creative directing, as well as brand management. ZMM, Valencia, that's Valecia. Management, Management, Valencia Model, Model. Management, Valencia Model Management on all social media platforms, ZMM or Valencia Model Management. ZMM _ team on Instagram and ZMM team on Facebook. Check us out. We are out here. We are trying to make avenues for you. Yes, www.vmm. Hold up. vmmanagement.wix.com/vmmteam. Again, that's www.vmmanagement. management.wix.com/VMM. vmmanagement.wix.com/VMM. Instagram.com/VMM.team. Facebook.com/VMM.team. VMM team.
All right. Tell us about this event one more time. What was this? I need that info. You understand what I'm saying? I need that info about this event. You know, how y'all put it together. You know, what's the goal behind it?
Yes. Yes. So, The Red Light Special is a showcase that my great friend is putting together, Maxine Lawson, Hollywood Magic, and incorporating with Valicia Model Management, Real Talk, MP3 Creations. Excuse me, give me 2 seconds. I'm sorry.
Good.
I apologize. I'm sorry. My phone acting crazy.
That's all good. It's all good. When you spitting that hot fire like that, you know what I'm saying? Your phone might be hating a little bit. It's all good.
Exactly. It start acting up when you ready to spit hot fire like Dylan the Diligent. Okay. Right? All right, so Hollywood Magic presents Red Light Special featuring DJ Nice on the ones and twos, Friday, August 9th, 2019. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8 p.m. It's the Elks Lodge, number 4925 South Allen Street, Albany, New York, 12208. Tickets are $20 now, $25 at door. You can contact Maxine at 518-375-9272. Again, Maxine, 518-375-9272. Or Decky Lawson at 518-229-2136. Again, that's 518-229-2136. This is in cooperation with Real Talk Audio, Video, and Photo, Valicia Model Management, Me Plus Three Creations, Push, Pray Until Something Happens, The Royal Club, and Edame Revolution. It's going down, Albany, and everybody listening, August 9th. Anything else, Knowledge? Am I missing anything?
I don't know. What about the mobile nail salons? How folks get a hold of you to get their nails right? Because their nails is in need. You understand? They need some nail therapy, nail transformation. They need some nail resurrection.
Get their nails done.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about nails. That's LEZ. BEHONESTABOUTNAILZ. Again, let's be honest about nails. LEZBEHONESTABOUTNAILZ. On every platform, it's just like that, all together.
So y'all doing it.
So like a Tribe Called Quest or a Pimp Named Slickback, is Let's Be Honest About Nails.
Right. So are y'all doing just fingernails or y'all doing them feet nails also?
Yep. Let's Be Honest About Nails. We focus on the quality and care of natural nails and nail enhancements. We do it all from acrylics to ANCs to poly gels to manicures to pedicures to oil manicures to you name it, we do it.
Y'all be touching people nasty feet. Bless your heart, boy, I'm telling you.
Yep, sure. Do be touching their nasty feet and make them into baby soft, and they be like, ooh, Lord child. I caught me a husband off my feet. Mm-hmm. You won't be looking like what was Shorty and Boomerang with her toenails looking all hot and crusty.
That's what I'm talking about.
when he pulled the covers back, he was like, ooh, ooh. And then Robin Givens got in the band, he was like, oh, yeah.
You must have been honest about them nails. Yeah, you both must have been honest about them nails.
Exactly. You got to be honest about it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's
good. Yeah. Let's be honest about nails. We make nails that make heads turn like, oh, girl, who did your nails? You got swag.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Instead of a snag, you know, them nails, they be looking like dead people when they nails, you know, they grow all crazy. They be looking like
goodness.
Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Knowledge, you a hot mess. Looking like Freddy Krueger nails.
Hey,
you
don't
a hot
look like, don't look like Freddy Krueger. Let's be honest. Nobody likes Freddy Krueger nails. You understand what I'm saying? He's using his nails to kill people. Don't have your nails out there. Don't have your hands
now,
looking like
now
claws.
Look,
they
now
hands.
Look, let's be honest, about to come out with a Freddy Krueger line. I'm about to make some Freddy Krueger nails right now, just for knowledge. I'm going to post them. Just
that's
for you, stuff. Knowledge. Now I'm going to make some Freddy Krueger nails. I'm going to have one
make
that look like
pack.
His sweater, one that look like them claw things.
Right.
With the leather fingers. It was a leather glove.
Right.
Look, you're giving me ideas. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm ready for the books. I'm ready for the documentary. I'm ready for the web series. I'm ready for the podcast. I'm ready for all that Simone greatness. You understand what I'm saying? So I need to see something where you're giving, you know, these young people, especially the youth you're working with, opportunities to tell their stories and express themselves and get them in that mind frame of being the brand ambassador of their own brand. You see what I'm saying? The CEO
absolutely.
Of their own brand. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm here to help any way that I can over here, you know, and with any connections I got with any platforms, you know, work with you in tandem and in collaboration. You see what I'm saying? That's one of them good words, collaboration.
Collaboration.
To make a collaborative effort to use the maximization of effort tool to be restorative to our people. You understand? So,
yeah. And likewise.
All the way from Albany. All the way from Albany. You know what I'm saying?
From Albany, yes. From Albany.
Right.
A la Bourne, yeah. A la Bourne, stand up. 518. 518, stand up. Word is bond. Bond is word. My physical.
That's it. So you got anything you want to say before we get up out of here? Any more shout outs? Any more acknowledgments? Any final
shout
words
out.
Of wisdom from that beautiful
shout
mind?
Out to my- Shout outs to my crew. Shout outs to VMM. Shout outs to Capture by Taylor, Mark Davis Photography, Sylvia Robinson, Dora Lane Fashion, Four Queens Productions, New York, Fashion Express Tour of New York. Shout out Billy Blunt and BB Magazine, John Blessingame, everybody that I've ever worked with, Mathena Blandon. Everybody, thank you so much for instilling the values, the morals, the knowledge, the everything into me to make me into the mogul that I am today. Thank you, everyone, that has a hand, that had a hand in helping me get to where I am today. Thank you. And everybody that called and gave me some love. I love y'all. Shout out to my team, to my crew. You know who you is. Liz Stratton, Maxine Wilson, Jasmine Mason. Shout out to y'all. Thank you, Knowledge. Thank you so much.
This is one of many opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I got to know how to show when and all that. You see what I'm saying? So the A A and the A Boo got to come back on. You understand what I'm saying? I want to hear from some of the youth. I want to hear from, you know, whomever you're working with. You see what I'm saying? And give them a voice and opportunity to express themselves and, you know, share some of the things that they're learning and those values that they're taking away. You see what I'm saying? Because this is, you know, a valued experience. You see what I'm saying? You
Absolutely.
Are a valued asset.
And it's going to happen. And it's going to happen. I'm putting it in the motion as we speak. You'll get a couple of them. I'm going to send a couple of them.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Knowledge. Let me go and check on this baby. Thank you so much.
You enjoy the rest of your day. And this is yours to keep. You can download it, upload it, chop it up, share it with the people, whatever. This is my gift from me to you. You see what I'm saying? And
thank you so much.
In your endeavors out here in these streets. You understand what I'm saying? And you set the Capital District of New York on fire up there for Albany. You understand?
Trying.
You got
trying,
it.
Trying. Thank you. Yes. All right. Getting off now.
All right. Peace.
Signing off. Peace.
All right, family. Up out of here. One more time. Shout out to Simone Felicia for calling in today, spreading that love and sharing that information with us and dropping that jewelry. So if you like what you heard, subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/DotaKnowledgeRadio. That's DotaKnowledgeRadio. Check us out at our hub site, DotaKnowledgeRadio.com. And if you're looking to be a guest on the show today, or any time in the future, you can email us at dotaKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com or DM or inbox us. You can follow the show on Instagram, KnowledgeBornAlive357 on Instagram, and on Twitter, at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. And if you are so desirous of leaving a donation and supporting this broadcast, you could do it via Cash App. cash.me/$KnowledgeBornAlive or paypal.me/DotaKnowledgeRadio. One more time, shout out to Simone for calling in and looking forward to subsequent interviews and interactions and teamwork and collaboration in the future. So with that, say peace, love, Black Power, and we are out of here.
Imagine I'd be the greatest at conscious rapping. I manifested my essence and then I watched it happen. My progression since my adolescence is immaculate. Wise man came to see me like the homie from Nazareth. I grabbed the sugar and the medicine and closed the cabinet. I'm spoon feeding you the truth for those that chose the savage. I put in work like every day, I never slow for Sabbath. Let's tip the scale, I think the ancestors is owed the balance. I give no fuck about no bitches or no hoes that's wildin'. This for my queens that's never loud but shows the road that's silent. This for my bloods that's so whoopin' and all my crips that's crackin'. Look at the scars across my back, let's not forget what happened. It's mathematics, they subtract and we divide in fractions. You make your bed, you lay in it, but who supplied the mattress? Daydreaming about the flyest actress. Annihilation, meditation make my mind vacant. I know the white man is worried about annihilation. And so the guns and the drugs is what's got the crime raising. I'm looking in the mirror while I got the nine blazing. Killing you niggas while I'm dying anxious. This is a coded language. This is the autobiography through the artistry. The blood of Marcus Garvey pumping through my arteries. I hope Pac is in Cuba, so we're smoking on Buddha. I hope the brothers from the nation wasn't Malcolm shooters. Substance abusers in the ghetto where it's hard to choose us. Menace to society, I'm Sharif on the cooler. Leading a million man march, we impeaching the ruler. He built coach, I just teach and give keys. I hope that you unlock doors and reach your goals with such ease. I think about the ancestors, every drop they would bleed, and how they drop to their knees, begging to stop as they plead. That's why I dedicate my life to make sure they live through me. It's gonna be okay, we coming forth by day, by day.